This is PCJ Radio.
From Edmonton, that was a group called Migrena from a CD that they call Beauty is Not Contagious. That's something I can certainly vouch for. At any rate, that song was called Marusia, and it is a traditional Ukrainian folk song, otherwise known as Yak by meni sebi kin, which means if I had a gray horse, and that is a story about a woman named Marusia, and something about a gray horse in there. I'm not sure what the folklore significance is, but that's a real catchy tune. Again, Migrena with Marusia. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, known sometimes as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, or the live online stream, welcome. Vitayu. We have another great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule, and Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be by with her Chisnalove Did You Know feature. And we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And up next, the Kubasonics from Edmonton, and this is from the Kubasonics' first CD. Now, I'll mention to you, the title of their first CD is M'yaso, which means meat in Ukrainian. Meat as in, you know, the stuff you eat, pork chops and steak and stuff like that. And Kubasonics is derived from the word kubasav, which means sausage, and that is a real mainstay. That's like the bratwurst of Ukrainians, kubasa or kobasa, depends on which area of Ukraine you come from. And so, of course, they teamed it up with Sonics, and there you go, Kubasonics. And their first CD was called Miaso Meat, and they have a shtick where they dress up as butchers, and they throw rings of kubasa out to the audience and all that kind of stuff. So that is where the Miaso comes from. They've since toned down a little bit, but they're still pretty wild and crazy. And here they are, as an illustration of wild and crazy they are, here they are with a Ukrainian remake of a Charlie Daniels classic, and this is about... not Georgia, but the state of Georgia, or the country Georgia, but this is about a town in Alberta where the largest, world's largest pisanka, or Ukrainian Easter egg, stands, and there's a large Ukrainian community there, where a lot of the people play an instrument called the tsimbala, which is a hammered dulcimer. It's kind of a stringed instrument that sits on your lap, and you hit it with little sticks, and it makes a nice kind of tinkly sound. And so, here are the Kubasonics now with The Devil Went Down to Vegreville.
Down to Vegreville, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man with cymbala, he was playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump. He said,
"Boy, let me tell you what. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a cymbala player too. And if you care to take this dare, I'm willing to bet with you. Now you play pretty good cymbala, boy, but you did the devil is you. I bet cymbala's good against your soul, because I think I'm better than you."
The boy said,
"My name's Slavko, and it might be a sin, but I'll take that bet you're gonna regret I'm the best that's ever been."
Slavko, take those sticks and play that old cymbala hard, cause hell broke loose in Vegreville and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny cymbala made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
The devil stepped on forward and he said,
"I'll start this race."
And fire flew from his fingertips as he opened up his case. As he touched the sticks across the strings, it made an evil hiss, and a band of demons joined right in, and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Slavko said,
"That's pretty good, old son, but you sit back in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done."
He played
Fire in the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run. Devil's in the House of the Rising Sun. Chicken in the red pan, picking out dough. Matsumoto hot dog, no child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid the golden cymbale on the ground at Slavko's feet. Slavko said,
"Hey, now come on back if you ever want to try it again. I told you once, Tejolero, I'm the best that's ever been."
He played Fire in the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run. Devil's in the House of the Rising Sun. Chicken in the breath and picking out dough. Matsumoto hot dog, no child, no.
giorna e a se giorna. Oi giorna e a te hanca. Два, три, четыре. Чем се полюбила, чем се полюбила, чем я мого Иванка. Чем се полюбила, чем се полюбила, чем я мого Иванка. Иванка та Иванка, Иванка полюбила. Високі та струнки, високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Високі та струнки, високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка.
Люблю тебе, Марусю, люблю я твою вроду. Люблю дивитися, люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Як ти йдеш по воду, як ти йдеш з водою. Люблю дивитися, Марусю, за тобою. Люблю дивитися, Марусю, за тобою.
На горі два дубочки, обидва зелененькі. Ми такі паровані, ми такі паровані, обоє чорньовенькі. Ми такі паровані, ми такі паровані, обоє чорньовенькі.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the lovely Sonia. From her CD, Vid Shcheroho Serzia, From the Heart, and that was Oi Chorna, Yes Chorna, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty. And before them, you heard Cherim Shena from Montreal with Oi Hotila Mene Mate, My Mother Wanted Me to Marry a Musician. Some mother. That's okay. Musicians are okay people. I have musicians in the family, so they are definitely okay people. Up next, from Montreal as well, Puravit from their most recent CD, Zaklakanya, Remember Me. Here they are now with Yezabu. I forgot.
Я забуша плачу з поцілунку, що й хороше слово й рідня. Ждав твоїх очей, немов рятунку, посмішки твої, наче дня. І за днями, і за літом, літо, три, чотири, п'ять придовгих літ. Ой, не серце з нами не збовіте, погляд вінесло, як заповіт.
Ooh. на ній. Слова ці посіяні горість, і розлуки небесні молоді. Погляди твоєму заплелись, є в любові гірко та й порада. Може, в інших зайва похвала, а твоя ж сказка розсада.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you. Скоро вечір. Одинокий лист, гнаний вітром, пролітає повз мене. Він більше сюди не повернеться. Не повернусь, мабуть, і я, бо навіщо? Моє кохання, як той жовтий лист, він може впасти тільки до твоїх ніг. Не знаю я, чи знов сюди прийду, та залишаю замість себе ті квіти, що знайшла в саду для тебе. Для тебе я. А може завтра ти пройдеш ось тут, де вітер пельський колише. Так знай я щастя своє тут лишила, лишила. Можливо, завтра ти пройдеш біля місця наших зустрічей. Можливо, побачиш мій останній дарунок нашому коханню. І якщо вітер не розвіє ті квіти, не чіпай їх, вони мертві. Нехай вони лежать, викликаючи хвилинки суму у закоханих, що проходять поруч. Не знаю я, чи знов сюди прийду, та залишаю замість себе ті квіти, що знайшла в саду для тебе. Для тебе я. А може завтра ти пройдеш ось тут, де вітер пелюсті колише. Так знай я щастя своє тут лишила, лишила я. Лишила, лишила я. Лишила, лишила.
And that was Sofia Rotaru from Ukraine with a bit of a blast from the past for you there. That was a Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Zhovte Listya, Yellow Leaves, very apropos for this time of year being the fall solstice. And the leaves certainly are turning yellow here on Vancouver Island. Before the break, you heard the Ukrainians from their most recent CD, Diaspora, and that was a song called Vehid, which means Exodus. Coming up next, another performer from Ukraine, Taras Chubai, from his CD that is in honor of Volodymyr Ivasyuk. Here he is now with Vodohrai, Dance of the Water Fountain.
Котить хвилі наш черемош, а куди не знає, поміж гори світ широкий тече, не вертає. Ми зустрінемо з тобою біля води.
жаль, і ти не зупиняй за красну пісню на всі голоси. Чи хочеш, одарай, попроси. Струнина я тобі кожна весна, тільки здарує осінь ясна. І ми зараєм на струнах твоїх, герої лють вони радісний сміх. Що хочеш, одарай, попроси. Струнина я тобі кожна весна, тільки здарує осінь ясна. І ми зараєм на струнах твоїх, герої лють вони радісний сміх.
Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Even before the Soviet Union crumbled, the idea of bridging cities of Ukraine and other places in the world was not a new one. During a stop in Winnipeg with some student leaders from Ukraine during the summer of 1991, I found out that the city was the sister city of Lviv, Ukraine, and this had been the case since the early 70s. When the Soviet Union crumbled, there were a number of other such agreements signed between cities in Canada and Ukraine. One of these twinning projects was between Canada's largest city and the capital city of Ukraine, Kyiv, in 1995. As a result of the twinning of the two cities, there were a number of projects which were to take place. One such project, which was under the auspices of the local branch of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, laid the foundation for what has become North America's largest Ukrainian street festival, the Toronto Ukrainian Festival. If my calculations are right, the festival is now in its 16th year, and from what I have heard, it seems to be getting bigger and better year by year, with attendance growing from about 3,000 in its early years to well over 350,000 over the three-day event in the last couple of years. This little bit more than modest growth, in my personal opinion, is due to providing quality programming and making the festival attractive to young and old alike, and also catering to those who like progressive contemporary Ukrainian artists as well as those who are more conservative in their entertainment preferences. The festival has some very clear and concise goals which it is guided by, and this allows it to not only draw a diverse audience which is as rich as Canada's multicultural mosaic, but also to awaken the hidden Ukrainian spirit in those who may be Ukrainians of the third or fourth generation in Canada. So how do they do it, some people have asked me. In all honesty, it's no big secret. But regarding on how they pull out youth, the formula is very simple. Present them with music that they can relate to. In the past, friends of mine, Haida Makia from Ukraine, were presented. And this year, it's Madheads XL with their own twist on traditional Ukrainian melodies, which fit in not only in Ukraine, but also possibly would even be accepted in places like London's Club Ska. So if you are thinking of a road trip during what is usually the third weekend in September, consider Toronto and North America's biggest Ukrainian street festival. I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the Toronto Ukrainian Festival.
That was Brite Bluzu, the Blues Brothers, with a song called Zachekajte Cholenku, Wait a Moment. Up next is Pikradiska Tercia from Ukraine with Cherez Richku po Pomosti. Across the river, there's a bridge.
Cherez Richku po Pomosti, do дівчини піду гості, день добрий дати в люди пробувати. Ставши на дворі, з поклоном скорі, дам їй рученьку свою миленьку, з тим поздоровлю, з нею ся розмовлю. Прошу серце до покою, побесідуєм з тобою, чом ти не ласка вже ж давно не бував. Прийди м'ясопуст, так же сиропуст, в неділю сирну, радість се мирну, милий, хоч великий піст, щедрий міст. Війди серце в мою хату, буду вдячна, як брату, жемця кохану своєю не виє. Сяче, коханче, мій ти, братанче, покинець стола, і я весела, з тобою сяду розмовлять поряду.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that a Ukrainian-Canadian has had considerable influence in Australia? Roman Dioba tells us more.
Harry Messel is not someone many Ukrainian-Canadians will have heard of, yet he is a very influential academic in Australia. Harry Messel was born in Levine Springs, Manitoba, on March 3, 1922, to Ukrainian immigrant parents. His parents were Nikola and Katerina Mandziuk, but they changed the name to Messel sometime in the mid-1920s when they moved to Rivers, Manitoba. Harry Messel went on to enroll at the Royal Military College in Kingston, Ontario, served as a paratrooper in World War II, completed two further degrees at Queen's University in Kingston, and finally a PhD in Ireland. In the late 1940s, Messel left Canada for Australia to teach physics at the University of Sydney, where he quickly became the head of the department. One of Messel's early accomplishments is that he helped build Australia's first computer at the University of Sydney. Some years later, he reshaped the high school science curriculum such that it is a model for other education systems around the world. Messel has also written 20 books on the topic of crocodiles and is considered an expert on them. For his outstanding contributions to science, Messel has been awarded several honorary degrees, is Professor Emeritus of the University of Sydney, a Companion of the Order of the British Empire, and a Companion of the Order of Australia.
Дякую, Романе.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holis, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. A song called Pid Chmarame, which means under the clouds, and we've got a fair bit of that going on here on the west coast now that fall is here, and the clouds tend to suck in, and we'll be Pid Chmarame for about the next 6 months. At any rate, that was from a CD called
Elegia, which means elegy, and Obimadosh is the name of the group, and that means Rain's Embrace. It is a progressive rock group from Ukraine, and you can find them online at rain.in.ua, and you can actually download the entire CD right there at their website. Again, that was Obimadosh with Pit Khmadame. Up next is Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kiev with Oy nahori tam zhinsi zhnut, the reapers on the hill.
Oy nahori tam zhinsi zhnut, oy nahori tam zhinsi zhnut, a po pil horoyu yaron dolinoyu kozaki idut, hey dolinoyu, hey shirokoyu kozaki idut. Дорошенко, попереду Дорошенко, веде своє військо і до Запорізьке хорошенько. Гей, долиною, гей, широкою, хорошенько, а позаду сагайдачні, а позаду сагайдачні, що проміняв жінку на тютюн та лю.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theatre on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theatre in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Vyrsky continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
Ако веште стари тек, седе дома без музек. Ако веште стари тек, седе дома без музек. А шала, так уляла, так уляла, а петрушка танцевала, танцевала, а бурак, як дурак, седе дома собі так, а бурак, як дурак, седе дома собі так.
And that was Mickey and Bunny, that very popular duo from back in the 1960s and 70s. They hailed from Manitoba, and that is from a CD called Mickey and Bunny's 24 Greatest Hits, and they had very many albums. And that song was Lvivska Kalabai Polka, a song about a miser from Lviv. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. And you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. That's NASHHOLOS. Our time is together is just about up, but before I leave you, I have some Ukrainian words of wisdom for you. Хто терпеле вість має, той дуже великий скарб посідає. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever has patience has a great treasure. And I know that all too well. Well, that about wraps up our program. So I will leave you with a song you will definitely need to strap dancing boots on for. This is going to keep you going for 5 minutes. The Out of Control Kolomeka by High Profile. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdene Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Oh,